Welcome to the TM Bites podcast. This program is funded in full or part by Orange County government. Today, we have the pleasure of hosting Allie Anderson from the Orlando Magic. Thank you, Allie, so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're so excited to introduce you to our Tech Sassy girls. We want to know a little bit about you and your role with the Orlando Magic.
Absolutely. So, Allie Anderson, I've been with the Orlando Magic for a little over 3 years now, which is crazy to think. I'm in my fourth season, and I've lived in Orlando for almost 7 years with my husband, which is also crazy to think about. We've been here that long. I originally joined to oversee the Orlando Magic app, which was really exciting. But over the years, my position has really evolved, and now I oversee our strategy and analytics team. So we oversee all of our business intelligence reporting, all of our data science and predictive modeling, as well as our research efforts. So it's a really exciting position and really happy to be a part of it.
It sounds exciting, Allie. Now tell me, what type of training did you acquire to be in this role? You're doing a lot of amazing things. You're doing it in the male-dominated sports industry.
Yeah.
We're trying to change that, but how did you get your start?
So that's a good question. So this department, strategy and analytics, didn't really even exist when I was in middle school and when I was in high school. So it wasn't a department that I knew about, that I knew to aspire to. This department probably started to come together when I was in college. So for me, my background is in marketing, but that was at my school within the business college. So I had a background in, you know, in data, in business, in marketing, and I've just kind of been able to evolve my experience to kind of form with what we were looking for. And I think in sports, you really have to have multifaceted skill set because we're such a small team and we really do a lot. So there's not one right background, you know, there's not one correct skill set to have, I think, to be successful.
Now, you started in marketing and events. What inspired you to move into analytics and strategy roles, and especially with an MBA team?
So my story is a little bit interesting because I kind of started in sports and then I left sports and then I came back. So I just got really good advice in college when I couldn't figure out what career I wanted. I was really struggling to pick a major, and the advice I got at the time was just seek out opportunities that are interesting to you. So for me, that was I volunteered for our TV station in college where I got to film little bits of sporting events. And then I also volunteered to work promotions and events at sporting events. And then finally, I got an internship with the Orange Bowl Committee in marketing. And across all that experience, I realized, okay, I don't really want to work in broadcast. Events are really fun, but not my primary focus. I missed the data and the analytics. So for me, finding marketing was kind of the best of both worlds. It involves data, but it involves creativity. So I took all of these experiences and I realized what they had in common is that they're in sports. So even though I didn't necessarily enjoy every area that I worked in, the common denominator was sports. So for me, kind of realizing that helped guide where I wanted to go.
And having that advice and support structure early on definitely helps. I remember as an undergraduate at the University of Florida, I worked in the sports office and we worked with the athletes to support them. I worked in student services, so worked in the sports office to support them with their classes and also helping them with their events and things like that. And one of the most rewarding experiences I remember was actually putting on a career fair for the athletes. It was our first one, and we had to collect all their resumes and get them prepared. And that was the moment that I actually fell in love with the whole behind-the-scenes aspects of sports.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your day-to-day, what your team is like.
Yeah, I mean, I would tell you every day is different. I think that's what I love about sports, and that's what I missed about sports for the couple of years that I left and I worked for a really big hospitality company. When you work on the business side of a sports team, we're almost like a startup company in some aspects. We're a very small team that works and supports in a lot of different areas. So every day is different. I think especially a strategy and analytics team, we almost consider ourselves like an internal consulting group for the rest of the organization. So we basically support any department that's revenue generating. So that includes our ticket sales team, our global partnerships team, our client services team. We help with retail, concessions. So almost in no other industry do you get to support all of these different areas from one department. We work with finance and accounting. So our department basically owns all of the data across the organization. And it's really up to us to analyze that, report on that, interpret that to help make recommendations for the rest of the organization. So because of that, every day is different. I think we definitely have certain deliverables that follow the NBA schedule cycle. So certain things we expect every year based on when we get our schedule, when the season starts, when it becomes time to start renewing our season ticket holders. So there's certain things we can come to expect, but a lot of our day-to-day just really depends on the needs of the organization and being flexible to that.
You mentioned that there's not a typical day, right? Because every day is different and there are so many moving parts. Do you feel that you're perceived any differently as a woman working in this industry?
I mean, yes and no. I think I've overwhelmingly had a really positive experience, and I think I can attribute that a lot to the organization that I work in, to the league that I work in. There are a lot of women that work for the Magic and in the league. That's not to say there's a pretty big discrepancy between men and women. I think that's even more true for women of color. I think there's a lot of work to be done. But all that to be said, I think I've had a really positive experience. I think I feel that my business acumen is respected, my ideas are appreciated. But that's not to say I've never had a bad experience. I think, you know, there's been times where a vendor assumes I'm male because of the spelling of my name. So there's always a surprise on the other end. Or people have assumed that I'm in a different department or role because of my gender. So, you know, I wouldn't say that I've had those experiences internally within the organization, but I've definitely had incidences where assumptions are made or I'm treated differently because of my gender.
And how have you been able to overcome some of those challenges?
For me personally, it's never apologize for who you are or downplay your capabilities. Honestly, you know, I don't want to apologize for who I am or where I work. I'm proud to be a woman working in sports. And I think that's even more nuanced working in sports and in data. I think that's where you really start to see even further a divide where we have a good number of women who work in sports, but it's even fewer that are working in data and analytics. So if anything, it energizes me. It makes me proud to work for an organization that celebrates that, where I have peers who are women. So I don't want to downplay who I am to make someone else more comfortable. So I think just never apologizing for that.
I love that, Callie. I love that because I think it's important for us to encourage our young ladies to be confident and to go boldly or to walk boldly into their footsteps. And how do we continue to empower young girls in STEM?
How do we empower young girls to get in STEM and even into sports? I think we have to encourage women and girls to pursue what they're passionate about, and don't let anyone tell you what you want to do or where you belong. You know, only you can figure out what gets you excited every day and what you're really good at too. I honestly think it's never too early to seek out those opportunities. In, for me, data, but any STEM opportunities or in sports, I get super passionate when I see a resume come through and I can clearly see that, okay, this person has like, they're passionate about sports or they're passionate about data. Like they find, they seek out these opportunities. I think we need to be encouraging of that, that it's never too early to be excited and to know what you want to do and just to pursue that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm excited about the fact that you are a woman in sports with a cool career. That is awesome. Allie, it has certainly been a pleasure to host you today. Thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your journey with us. But most importantly,